Hey everybody, I'm Jeff, and welcome to another episode of Sunday Monday Rewind, where I sit down and I tell you about all the things that happened in the life of our church here at Sardis Springs in North Alabama. But it's really the theological principles that we unpacked yesterday, and so this is always something that I will communicate to you. If you were in our service yesterday, then this is a joyful reminder of all that God said. And if you were not, then this would just be an encouragement for you. Hopefully this is something that blesses your heart as you seek to walk well before the Lord. Yesterday was just a crazy day. More baptisms, more folks joining our church. I can't get over all that God is doing here. It's been incredible. I've been in ministry a long time, and I've never seen just the response that of the Holy Spirit that God has right here, right now. It's pretty incredible, pretty remarkable, and it's exciting to watch. One of the things that we have been doing is we've been talking about what does it mean to renew our life, our heart before the Lord? What does it mean to be sold out, completely bought in to who Jesus is? And so we've been talking about renewing our life back to the cross, renewing our life back to godliness, and we've been talking about Christ first throughout every aspect of our life. And so we ended that series yesterday by talking about what does it mean to renew our worship. And we came at it from Psalm 95. And just to remind you, Psalm 95, King David's talking about coming into the presence of the Lord and coming in with a praise and thanksgiving, coming into his presence, for he is the rock of our salvation. And we really pointed at worship is an overflow. It's the heart. It comes from a deep place within us. And I made the statement that we're all created to worship. Every one of us, we are created to worship. Now, I think the divide there is a lot of times we will worship the wrong things. And you've done this because I've done this. We've worshiped people, we've worshiped places, and we've worshiped objects that were never intended to be worshiped at all. And so how do we then live in this world and really focus on worshiping Jesus and allowing him to be the center of our being in a way that overflows in the pure, beautiful worship that God has called us to? And I think we all have to come to the place of recognition of whatever has our heart, our mind, our soul, our being, whatever has that, that's what we're worshiping. So if something has your attention, it has your affection, it has your heart, and even if it has your wallet, then that's your object of worship. And that's why I think being disciplined in the spiritual disciplines, seeking the Lord in prayer, living in his word, walking in the spirit, being in community of faith is so important, because I think we can get off kilter so fast. I mean, just think through how many people in the Old Testament would have told you they were worshiping the one true God, but it turns out they were worshiping a false idol, and how quickly they went from the worship of Jehovah to the worship of a false idol, and how fast that can happen in our life. And I think every one of us are prone to that, and I think we can worship the wrong things. For instance, I think a lot of people worship sports teams, and I think that's really sad. And I'm saying that because I used to be one of those, and it broke my heart when I recognized that I have more joy and I have more passion for what these 18 to 22 year olds in college were doing than I did before the Lord who redeemed my life and saved me from the pit. And so it came to a place, I had to come to a place of repentance, and then I had to build some walls so that I don't walk back down that road of heresy, but also walk down that road of idol worship. We've all worshiped the wrong person, whether it was a boyfriend, girlfriend, family, even some people, just their kids. Remember, you can enjoy the blessings of God without worshiping those. We worship the gift giver, not the gift itself. So if you have a beautiful family, celebrate that. Thank Jesus for it. Pray over them. But we worship God. If God's blessed you and you've got a beautiful farm or property or whatever, a beautiful home, and you want to celebrate what God has done, celebrate that. Thank God for the blessing, but we worship God. We don't worship our things. And there's too many people. They worship their golf. They worship their hunting. They worship their sports. They worship their vacation. They worship their shopping and all of the things, their identity. And we even ourselves can turn ourselves into God. And remember what the Bible says. It says you can't serve two masters. You'll love one and you'll hate the other. So when we begin to live in the world of I'm serving Jesus and he's it, worship will be a natural part of that. We said that worship really has two folds in its practice. We worship privately, meaning you and I should worship every day. Every day we should be hymning songs or humming songs of praise, walking through those hymns, letting gospel truth permeate in our soul through the reading of his word, through prayer. Everything about worshiping God, celebrating him for his worth and his majesty should be who we are as individuals, but we should also worship in a corporate setting. The Bible says, don't forsake God's gathering. And I don't want to speak, hey, if you're watching online, I can say from a pastoral perspective, and I think most pastors would agree with me here, our online service, we really point that towards the people who cannot be here, not those who don't want to be here, or it's easier or more comfortable at home. It makes a bad replacement. And I want to encourage you, brother and sister in Christ, I love you, and I'm not knocking you, and I'm not trying to attack you. You're missing the best part. You're missing the best part. There's something about being in the room with brothers and sisters in Christ who are all walking through stuff. Like, everybody's a mess. And being there together, glorifying the name of Jesus, it's amazing. And I want to speak over your life and say, some of you need that. You need that healthy dose of worship with your brothers and sisters, with your friends, with those people you know. And you need to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit when he shows up in power amongst people. And it's astonishing. And I want that for you. We said that worship is vital. We said it's incredibly important for someone who is spiritually healthy. I've never met somebody that walked with Jesus well. I mean, really walked with Jesus. I'm not talking about in talk or in Instagram. I'm talking legit walk with Jesus well. You saw it on their life. You see the fruit of the Spirit in their soul. I've never seen any of them really struggle in worship. More often, the guys and gals who are struggling in worship are anemic when it comes to the things of God. They're getting it in bite-sized pieces, but they're not engulfing the glory and the passion of God. And then what that breeds and what that manifests into is God being your God on Sunday, but not being your God on Monday. And when I read the Bible, Jesus didn't come in the leasing business. He came in the owning business, and he wants to own your life. He wants to own your heart. He wants to own your soul, and he wants to walk with you throughout all of eternity. Remember, Galatians says that we're adopted by grace, and we're no longer the same. We're now an heir to the King of glory, and we're heir to the kingdom of heaven. And so that's our aim, that's our goal, and that should just fuel our worship. So I want to challenge you this week, throughout, as you go the rest of this week into another weekend, prioritize your worship and sing those songs. Turn that radio up. Listen, the Bible says make a joyful noise, and that may be the only noise you can make is a joyful one, because nobody likes to hear you sing. And if that's the case, make that joyful noise. Sing those songs. Sing those hymns. Pray those prayers. Go before the Lord. Spend time with your Father and see if it doesn't change your worship. Hey, I love you, and I hope you'll join us next week on the Sunday Monday Rewind. Like always, you can head over to our website, ssbcathens.org, or jump on our YouTube channel if you want to see the whole message from Sunday. You're loved because I love you, and God loves you. See you next time.